I'm Julian Berger. Two candidates have already jumped into the 2026 North Carolina House District 106 Democratic primary to oust seven-term incumbent Carla Cunningham, who's become a lightning rod for her votes on immigration.
My name is Reverend Dr. Rodney Sadler, and I'm running for North Carolina State House.
Vermano Bowman, he stands before you today as a candidate who will never forget where he came from.
Reverend Dr. Rodney Sadler and Vermano Bowman have both launched campaigns in the North Carolina House 106 primary. Both say incumbent Carla Cunningham no longer represents the district. She has held the seat since 2013. With immigration a divisive national issue, the race is gaining attention from across the state, even before candidate filing begins later this year. Replacing Cunningham would give Democrats a chance to weaken Republican power in the House, where they are just shy of a veto-proof supermajority and have to find Democratic votes to override the governor. Cunningham came under fire for siding with Republicans to pass House Bill 318, a law requiring sheriffs to cooperate more closely with ICE.
I do not support illegal immigrants. I support legal immigrants. We have to make the choice to follow the law. And if we don't want to follow the law, then we will be criminals, be arrested, locked up, and whatever else happens.
Cunningham made those comments at an August town hall, where she defended her decision to join Republicans in overriding Governor Stein's veto of the bill. But her most controversial comments came the month before, on the floor of the House.
All cultures are not equal. Some immigrants come and believe they can function in isolation, refusing to adapt, but I suggest they must assimilate. Adapt to the culture of the country they wish to live in.
Those comments by Cunningham in July pushed Sadler to enter the race.
When she started talking about the fact that certain people and certain cultures were better than other cultures, that's a line right out of a white supremacist playbook.
Sadler launched his campaign at the end of September, raising over $20,000 in the first few days. A Duke graduate and an ordained Baptist minister, Sadler is known for his nonprofit work. His platform includes strengthening public schools, making housing and healthcare more affordable, and keeping communities safe.
The Lord said, there are two things that are important. Love your neighbor as yourself. And then he said, love the stranger as you love yourself, and recognize that the stranger and the neighbor are the same.
Sadler says biblical teachings call him to support all immigrants, regardless of documentation status.
Immigration is a good idea for a number of reasons. It brings in fresh talent from around the world. It brings in new ideas and hardworking people. Nations don't thrive without a fresh influx of new people.
The second challenger, Vermano Bowman, is not new to running against Cunningham. He tried to oust her in the Democratic primary in March 2024, but only won 15% of the vote.
Our district deserves a true progressive person who actually wanted to take on the mantle and be a fighter for the working middle class and actually advocate for everyday issues that they care about.
Bowman launched his campaign in mid-September on a platform of universal health care, protecting the climate, affordable housing, and raising the state minimum wage.
I've been in the community, been doing the work by going to events and advocating for those who don't have a voice for themselves.
He differs from Cunningham on immigration, calling to protect undocumented immigrants, especially deferred action for childhood arrivals recipients.
Those who are undocumented, who've been here for decades or sometimes years and actually been never had a run-in with the law enforcement, who actually are productive members of our society, who work every day, they should have a pathway to citizenship.
WFAE reached out to Cunningham for an interview. She did not respond. Candidate filing begins in December. The primary is on March 3rd. Julian Berger, WFAE News.